Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for tuning in. Got a great podcast for you for this Wednesday, September 8th, 2010. This is our 409th podcast. So glad you could be with us. Going to be talking a little bit about some Hawaii vacation news. We're also going to talk about some Hawaii 5-0 mania that's going on. Also discuss our ziplining adventure. And really, I'm going to give you the real straight scoops on ziplining here in Hawaii, and especially on Maui, because that's the one we did. Of course, this podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com. You can also reach us on Twitter. Just follow me. I'm Aloha Bruce, one word, A-L-O-H-A-B-R-U-C-E. You can also find us on Facebook just by typing in Hawaii Aloha Travel. And we can communicate, get to know you. We're located right here in Hawaii. That's what we do. We just book Hawaii vacations. And you know what? We specialize in, and my job is to help people have fun. That's what we do. And hopefully we can help you plan your Hawaii vacation. Hopefully you help you have some fun. You deserve it. You know, over and over again, we're hearing that people are not skimping on their vacations because, you know, it's part of what you need for good, healthy well-being is a vacation. It's so great. I feel like being on an endless vacation myself. Anyway, got a lot of ground to cover, so let's get right into it a little bit. I said I was going to talk a little bit about the Hawaii 5-0 mania, which is going on. And it's gotten to the point where people are really anticipating the new season of Hawaii 5-0. A lot of the shooting has already finished. It's continuing, rather, on the island. I have this music in my background, so that's bothering me. That's better. Anyway, it's gotten to the point where, you know, the mania is getting crazy, and even Hawaiian Airlines is getting in on the act. Hawaiian Airlines is now going to be showing the premiere episode, the preview, a sneak peek of the episode, which is going to air later in September, but between now and when it starts, you can actually see it on the Hawaiian Airlines plane after next Monday. Because next Monday, as you know, is the premiere episode, Sunset on the Beach here in Hawaii. And it's really exciting. Lots of stars going to be coming out for that. It's going to debut on the 20th on CBS. So if you're going to be taking a Hawaiian Airlines flight from anywhere between the 13th and the 20th, you can watch it on the plane. Isn't that exciting? That's how crazy it's getting. And of course, we're going to actually be at the premiere event. And we're going to be streaming it live. We're going to actually be covering it. We're going to have the red carpet for you. We're also going to be showing you the premiere episode. And I have a feeling that we're not going to be the only ones doing it. Yesterday, we were up at the Waikiki Beach Hotel. Look at that. Those are the stars. There you see Daniel Day Kim, Grace Park, Alex O'Loughlin, and also Scott Kahn. There's the stars of the show. And it's going to be pretty amazing, you know, what's happening. We're going to actually be streaming it live for you. A lot of people are going to be doing it, I have a feeling. One of the radio stations was up at the 22nd floor of the Aston Waikiki Beach Hotel when we were there, scouting it out because it's like a bird's eye view of the scene there. And there's Dan Kahn, and that's one of the famous shots they're showing, of course, with Grace Park in her famous, already very famous bikini. There's a lot of excitement in the air for all of this. And you can really feel it. And I think this is going to be a great series. All of the reviews we're hearing of people that actually have seen some of the episodes, and a lot of critics are saying this is just a great show. And I could see Yelling loves, you love the cop shows, don't you, Yelling? So you're going, wow, this looks great. And there's a huge fan base for Alex O'Loughlin. And for those of us, we're meeting some folks from Germany who are coming in for the premiere episode, and hopefully we can meet them and get them up, talk to them and meet these guys, because it's really going to be exciting. So hopefully you'll be with us as well. We'll be starting the coverage as soon as we get there. So I'm saying around 3 o'clock in the afternoon Hawaii time, we'll be there with our cameras and we'll be catching everything live. So hopefully you'll be with us and join the fun. Here's another story. The Waikiki Edition, this is a hotel that's opening up in October, is planned to open as scheduled. It looks like they're going to be fine with that October 1st opening. And we're really getting excited about this new property because it's going to be a five-star experience. We had a chance to actually see it for the first time a few days ago. And we're not allowed to share any pictures with you. There's a lot of mystery about it. The guy who, you know, is brainchild between the folks at the Marriott and also Ira Schrader, who you may know from his designing of Studio 54. And he's like the guy who invented public spaces, you know, nice public spaces in hotels where people would sit down, like the Starbucks idea. You know how like when you go to a Starbucks and you sit down? This is the guy that invented that whole idea. So it's really cool. And we got to see a sneak peek of it the other day. And I like can't wait for this thing to open. I mean, before like between right before around 3 o'clock every day, a mysterious wall opens up in the lobby, which is a bookcase. And the bookcase opens up and they put it at a 45 degree angle. And then suddenly there's this lobby pool, this lobby bar there with beautifully furnished, you know, and a very casual, and just wonderful. It's just very cool, this thing. So I can't wait to see it. I can't wait for you guys to see it. And there's some great rates. We do have some great rates there. So between now and October 1st, we have a rate of $195. So you can get like a 5-6-star experience for like a 3-star experience. Yeah, I got some people here. Hold on. There you go. And, of course, we do this podcast every Wednesday and Friday. This is our Wednesday edition. Don't forget, in between them, please get over to our blog and check out our blog. Every single day we have a new blog for you. And you can get over there today and find all about the Poly Lookout is on our blog today. Another story about hotel occupancy rates. They continue to grow, and they grew 4.8% last week compared to the same week a year ago. Statewide occupancy throughout the islands came in 11 percent points ahead of the national average. The national average is about 60%, so we're at about 70%. And Oahu continued to maintain the highest occupancy rate at 80.3%. And that was followed by Maui with 69%. You know, I hear that, but then I talk to hoteliers, you know, here on Oahu, they're telling me, you know, they're up to 90%, even 100%, I've heard in the last 6 weeks. I've heard from one hotelier. So Kauai recorded a 59% occupancy, and the Big Island only a 50% occupancy. They continue to struggle, but they're up a little bit, 1.3% over last year. The average room night here in Hawaii is $174. So that's the big takeaway when we talk about all of this. We talk about hotel room occupancy. What does it mean to you, the consumer? Well, what is it going to cost me? And that's the bottom line, because we like to look at that number. So right now, it's $174. Is where we're at. And Oahu was the only island to increase their room rates. And the room rates on Oahu is $155 a night. And over on Maui, it's the highest at $217 a night. So rates are starting to come up, they say. You know, but I see, you know, we still have such great deals we're seeing all the time. So get in touch with us, 1-800-843-8771. We'll be happy to help you out with that and get you going. Now I'd like to talk a little bit about our experience over on Maui a couple of weeks ago. We've been talking a lot about Maui because we just came back there from a great trip. And so I want to just get it all out of my system, get all this Maui out of my system. And one of the things I definitely wanted to talk about was the ziplining thing, because a couple of months ago I did a podcast about ziplining in Hawaii. And I did that because this has become a very popular activity in Hawaii. And I have to admit, up until recently, I had never done this zip lining. And so we did a lot of research. We asked a lot of people and we got some recommendations and we highlighted various zip lining companies on our blog for you to pick from that were researched out. And after doing the research, I said to myself, you know, I definitely have to do this and I am going to do it this time. Because once before I chickened out and never did the zip lining, but I knew I was going to be going to Maui soon. I said, this time I'm definitely going to be doing it. I'm not going to chicken out. And this is something I was definitely going to do. So that's exactly what we did. And we went to Maui and we did some zip lining. We stayed on the west side. There I am. Okay, scared out of my mind. And we were staying out on the west side of the island. And we went with a company called the Skyline Echo Adventures. And there's another option up in Kapalua with Kapalua Adventures, which we also heard a lot about. But my understanding was that there was that the one up in Kapalua had a lot of zip lines. I guess the views were more panoramic, or you want to say? No, that's not the picture I'm looking for just yet. But the first thing you want to remember, let's go back to that first picture. The first thing that you want to know about zip line is that they're two different kind of harnesses. That what I'm showing you here, that's the first type of harness. You notice how this person is kind of like hanging like a monkey on it? You're using both of your hands to hang on. That's one type of harness, and I'm going to call this the old school type of harness because I think this was the original way zip lining was done. Now, let me also show you another harness. This is the second kind of harness. Now, you see how this one kind of looks like a swing? And, you know, this kind of looks a little more comfortable to me, even though I didn't do this one. But it doesn't look like the old school one, like you see here where the other person is, you know, hanging. So we learned how to do it this way. And the zip line in Kaanapali does it this way. And it took anywhere from 6 to 8 hours. And the one we took about 4 hours. And there are basically what you do is you go to the tour company and you meet at their storefront, and it takes about, you know, 15, 20 minutes to get up to the point where you're actually going to do the adventure. And it took us about a half hour or so. And the one we chose, which is the Echo Adventures in Kaanapali, these guys, the Skyline Echo Adventures, these guys have one that has 8 different zip lines. So over a 4-hour period of time, you go over different zip lines, and they're at different difficulty levels. And they give you a brief lesson on how to do the zipping, and basically you're on your way. But the thing you need to remember about zip lining is that you want to lay back and relax when you're doing this. Now, this is for the one where you're hanging. I'm calling it the old school zip lining. You want to make sure that when you're hanging down, you know, you're laid back. You know, you're laying back as you're ziplining across. Because with that way, you're not going to get off course. You're not going to start spinning around. You see, like if you just get into a, like this guy is getting kind of a relaxed position, kind of like a lazy boy. Like if you're in a lazy boy chair, you just lay back and you zip successfully really well doing it that way. And you can move your fingers either Makai or Malka, you know, either left or right to kind of turn if you want to. And what they're actually doing is when you're ziplining across this thing, there's a guy at the other end that's going to meet you and kind of stop you from going. So that's what happens here. You're ziplining across, and then there's a guy at the other end that kind of puts the brakes on things. So you can't really go wrong. But you come at it at like, you know, I don't know, I think they said it was like 45 miles an hour at least, or faster. You come zipping down, and these guys, you know, they're really good about catching you. They're really good about doing it. We have a video up that if you go to our website, you can see us actually doing it. And I think it's really cool. And I want to thank those guys. They did such a great job. And they know just where, you know, if you get stuck, let's say you're out there and you get stuck, because a lot of people, what they do is they get nervous and then they pull up on the harness. And if you pull up on the harness, that's going to screw you up completely. You're going to stop, basically. And if you stop, then they have to come out and do a rescue. And if you do happen to have to get a rescue and you're out in the middle there, they can do these successful rescues. We saw one rescue, and it was on the 6th zip line because the zip line was so far that you need to run really fast and get a good head start and jump onto the zip line so that you can make it across to the other end. If you start out and you didn't run fast, you might get caught in the middle of the zip, in the middle of the line, which is what happened to one person. So, you know, here we are, you know, we've never done this before. It's kind of scary because when you're running, you just drop down. You like fall like a free fall. And then the zip line catches you and then you go flying down. But when you look at this, it's very safe. I would do it again. I loved it. We had such a good time. And you'll have an amazing experience. And I would highly recommend it for you if you're coming to Hawaii. And I think you and I got kind of addicted to it. Because now we're even talking about doing zip lining everywhere we go. We're going to Mexico next week. And by the way, we won't be doing any shows for like a week when we're in Mexico. I'll try to stream or whatever. I think I'll be able to stream and stuff. Yeah, I might be able to. You know, we'll be doing a lot of stuff. Now, I got my new Android. And so here it is. I got the new Google Android. So I've been doing Ustream, you know, impromptu things. And I started doing this thing every night at sunset. You can do sunset with Aloha Bruce. And every night I just start streaming it on the Android and hanging out because you got, you know, it's just a beautiful sunset out there and it's just fun. So I might stream with this thing. I love the Android. I love video on Android much better than the iTouch. So now we've got all the operating systems pretty much. So I'll be able to do that. And you'll be able to see a little bit more of our spontaneous, like the other day, yesterday we were doing dessert at Tiki's. We were up at Tiki's. And by the way, I want to thank Michael over at Tiki's for hosting us. We just popped in there and he treated us to a great lunch and these great desserts. And we did dinner with dessert at Tiki's and I filmed it. It was delicious. They had this lollipop, cheesecake lollipop dipped in macadamia white chocolate. Oh, right? Crazy. And then strawberries. Strawberries covered with chocolate. Forget about it. Just amazing. Anyway, now's the time in our show where we like to talk about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, this is an excellent segment for you. Let's get right to it. First package is for two people. They're coming in November 25th to the 28th. They're coming to Maui, all the way from Dallas. They're going to be staying at the Lahaina Shores on Maui in a partial ocean view. We've got that promotional rate right through the end of the year for the midsize car. Total package price, $2,375. $2,375 for two people coming to Maui. I want to thank these folks, but you know their name is one of these long, really long Indian names. I just want to say mahalo nui to the Sikar family. And I want to thank Tara, who's the agent that booked it. And they're going to have a wonderful time. We want to welcome you to our Ohana. Next package is for two people. October 21st to the 28th. Coming in from MCI, which is Orlando. Right? Orlando, Florida. See, I almost forgot my airport code there. Coming in from Orlando. October 21st to the 28th. To Honolulu stay, the Aston Waikiki Beach Hotel in an ocean view room. Transfer and lay greeting. Total package price $2,386. Great package. In October. You know, it's crazy in October. It's really nice in October because it's not quite that busy. It's kind of anytime before Halloween is a great time. In fact, it looked a little bit kind of not that busy in Waikiki just yesterday. Just already. So congratulations to the Prather family. James and Donna, well, thank you very much for your business. We do appreciate it. We know there are a lot of choices, and they're going to have a terrific time in Hawaii Day. Maybe we'll have to put in a good word for these folks over at the Aston Waikiki Beach. I'll call my friends over there. Another package here is for two people, and they're coming in from Richmond, Virginia. They're going to be going to Maui, January 24th to the 30th. People take advantage of these fall bookings, you know, because it's going to get really, really busy. And now's the time to start booking for January, folks. Two people, they're going to be staying in Maui at the Royal Lahaina compact car. Total package price, $2,782. Wow, fantastic package. Thanks so much. Welcome to our Ohana, Daniel and LaQuisha Britt. We do appreciate it. And I want to say big mahalos to Ashley over at Extension 39. She's the agent that put that package together. So get in touch with us. If you're looking to book your Hawaii vacation, now's the time to do it. Give us a call. Let us help you out. You know, let us give you a second opinion on what you're doing. You know, this is a complicated destination. There are a lot of choices out there. You could go blind looking at all of them. Why not call people that are here? This is all we do is Hawaii vacations and help folks out with them. That's going to wrap it up. We're going to see you again on Friday. Don't forget, in the meantime, to check our blog pages. Check in with us there. Also, you can see replays of all the podcasts on our podcast page, and you can find that all by going to hawaii-aloha.com. That's going to wrap it up for my beautiful wife, Ya Ling, and myself, Bruce Fisher, and all of us here at hawaii-aloha.com. We're going to say aloha and mahalo.